You're gonna be good.
Yeah, I don't need it.
Get check up on that out. Mic. Hold that mic to your face.
I don't know why I would need it any fucking way.
Get in there.
I've never done this without Kenny.
It's gonna be fine, man. Are you nervous? You don't get nervous about shit, man.
I'm not nervous.
This motherfucker ate all the food at Panera Bread this morning.
All of it?
Reiterate your order to Nick.
It was not that bad.
Nick would know better. It wasn't that bad. Are we on?
We're always on, man. You're yeah, we're recording. Yeah,
okay. Of course. It wasn't that bad. You're a beef castle. You could handle this. It was, you're a meat mountain.
A beef castle.
It
dude,
was,
that's got to be your Tinder name. Beef castle. Nick won't let me make him a Tinder.
Just a bacon, egg, and cheese, add avocado on an everything bagel. They didn't have an everything bagel.
My last name.
What?
Don't say it on here.
I didn't say your last name.
But beef castle?
Yeah.
It's very alliterative.
People aren't going to be able to decipher your last name by knowing that it starts with a B.
Yeah.
There's literally a million names.
I know. I'm just talking to you right now.
Nick Beef Mountain.
Beef Castle Barnyard.
It's a good name.
It's a great name.
Meat Man.
The voice you hear, that's Wes from KWW. He's hanging out. Nick, where are you going already?
Need a water.
Where are you going already?
Need a
water. I'm keeping this in. I want someone else to witness this.
Hey, man, we're here. What
this happens every time.
Yeah, but you got fucking co-hosts now, so don't worry about it.
I'm good.
Don't get your panties in a wad right off the bat.
Speaking of wads. I have a problem I haven't had since I was like 16 years old.
You haven't shot a wad?
No, man, I got a sore dick.
You have blue balls?
No, it's sore.
Why?
Overuse.
Oh.
Yeah. Nick hates when I talk about sex. I'm going to talk about sex with you.
Yeah, I love it.
My fucking, like, cool. Last night, like, something it just happened.
You jacked off too much? Or
no, man. I was engaging in coitus with my lover.
Right. What's up with you two? Because you two weren't always the most sexual, right?
Wow, okay. Yeah, well, that's when she was dressing like an old lady, and everybody got mad and we just wanted to have sex with her.
Okay, I'm just saying, so like, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I'm a pervert, so no. I don't remember.
No, it's like, I think, you know that rumor, that thing you always hear, like, when women hit their, like, late 20s, early 30s, that's when it starts turning on?
Yeah.
It's out of control,
well,
man.
The 30s are fucking dirty.
Well, she hit 29, 30, 30. And
yeah,
it's
dude,
been out of control.
Get ready.
I can't handle it anymore.
I'm telling you right now, my Mexico vacation was a fuck fest.
The one, like, you took your kids on?
No, no. Why are you and Kenny always trying to include my children in my fuck fantasies?
Well, like, there was
Kenny's always like, you fuck your boys. I'm like, no, I don't fuck my kids. I don't even know what to say about it.
I've never had sex with my children.
Never once.
Okay, now you're getting real defensive about it. Like, it's this crazy thing of, like, it's just started happening. I don't know. Like, it's been, like, more of, like, you gonna go ahead and leave? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, you don't have to. And I'm like, okay.
Ride that fucking wave, buddy.
I'm setting anchor down and just sitting in the water. I'm not fucking getting out, man.
Plus, when they get older, they don't fucking bare shave their pussy anymore, thank Christ. And then, I mean, with that super bald pussy, when the stubble starts growing back the next day, you will fucking blood rake your dick.
Ugh! No, like, I had this thing of, like, I trim my shit. As I told you in the car, I trim my shit when you were talking about Sable trimming her shit. I
love it.
And how you match privates. I trim my shit and then got in there and I forgot what it's like to have, like, nearly bare shit. You just sweat. Like, your nuts just become like this funk palace.
I'm
like
full bush.
Are you serious?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Nah, dude, I'm fucking, like, I hedged them.
What are you going to do?
Me?
I'm just saying, like, I don't
it
have
gets
time
out
for
of
that
control,
shit.
Dude.
I barely have, I don't cut my hair on my head or nothing.
No, man, I had to. It was getting out of fucking control. I was afraid it was going to start peeking through the zipper. Like, shoot. Like, you know, sometimes you get that mustache hair, it just shoots out. I was afraid I was going to look down, the light was going to hit like three or four pubes that were shooting out the front of my fucking britches.
That's good, though. If you're getting pussy all the time, dude,
I don't even know what to,
you don't
know what to do with it, man.
You know as well as anybody, you can get hit by a fucking bus any day.
I could have got hit by a bus today, and I'm like, good, now my dick doesn't hurt anymore. I've been fine with it. My dick hurts, Nick.
Yeah?
From sexing with my girlfriend. Probably. It hurts. Thank you. Like, everybody's like, it's good that you're finally having sex.
Fucking.
We were talking about, like, I think I get to experience something not many people my age do of, like, when every time I have sex, there's danger
lots of
involved.
Have sex.
Not like I do. You don't get to rail your girlfriend out at her parents' house.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Did it in the road?
Yeah. Well, we did it in her parents'
any
bedroom.
Traffic?
We slid in there on our bellies and we fucked underneath her bed.
I mean, we can't, in my house, I can't hoop and holler and shit. You got to be somewhat discreet, you know.
Yeah, man. So you went on vacation. You just got back from, like, your eighth vacation this year. What?
But I haven't.
What? you've gotten back from, like, your tenth vacation, right?
You could just jack off and scream at the top of your lungs, but you don't want to disrespect your animals. They're girl dogs, too. That's kind of weird.
Like, no, it's not. That's where Kenny's at. Kenny's at a dog show all week. He got. He's, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, Kenny's in Birmingham covering. He's in charge of making sure that the dog's anuses are very clean. He has to. He judges them on three things: pinkness, softness, and taste. That's what Kenny's out there shit. Doing.
What were you just saying?
You like? All right, so you just got back from your vacation.
My 10th one.
Your 10th vacation, and you started talking about how like you had to keep it down, but you never talked about why.
I couldn't
bang out and get wild and hoot and holler.
It was a cabin. We were in a cabin, so it was. It's like this room
right.
will be connected. But everybody's got the fans. They all run fans when they sleep. Like, they have to have loud noises.
Do you ever think maybe your kids have fans so they don't hear you fucking?
You're not going to believe me. I listen to podcasts.
While you go to sleep?
Yeah.
No, I believe that. I watch Netflix and with headphones.
I do a fan. I got to have a fan going. I got a big old box fan. Even a smaller one. Pretty sure it's the reason for all my allergies.
Yeah, I watch Bob Ross. I've been watching it ever since it came on Netflix. Yeah. I just watch it every night.
Really?
I think I could oil paint.
There's no doubt in my mind. You tattoo for a living. Because you mostly do watercolor stuff, right?
Yeah.
Look at us. Three men in their 30s on a Sunday talking about watercolors. This is Nick's fucking dream.
29.
Oh.
Who's y'all's buddy? Oh, man. I feel so bad now.
No, it's fine.
His name. The guy that was at the shop with you the other day?
Will?
Not Patrick? Like, I was with Nick.
Matt? No, not Matt. The guy that was standing in the hallway. Yeah, I saw him last night.
Who?
Swindle.
Oh.
I saw him last night at Hobby Lobby getting Copic markers or whatever. And I thought of Bob Ross being like, you become an artist the moment you buy your first tube of paint. Dude, his fucking shit. I know I talk about it too much.
No, you don't. But the Not shit, on this one. Fucking yap it up, man. We got an hour and a half to fill.
The
talk
shit
it up.
He talks about, the shit, the way he goes about, like, pumping you up is amazing. Like, telling you, like, this is your fucking world. This is your universe. Do whatever the fuck you want. Like, the message is
See,
the
me
most
and Nick got that from,
ever.
Like, hardcore bands and breakdowns, and you get it from fucking Afrocentric Bob Ross in front of a canvas going, it's your life. Just get in there and take it.
Well, I know I'm kind of wild in ways, but I'm a zen motherfucker in a lot
no,
of
you're,
ways.
No, you're a lot more relaxed than you were when I first met you. You haven't tried to punch me in the stomach yet. And when I first met you, that's the first thing you tried to do.
I'm 36.
I know.
I went to a funeral visitation yesterday for my first cousin's granddad. But he was one of the
that
dudes.
Can't be, wouldn't that be your granddad
no,
too?
No, it's on my uncle by marriage's side.
Ah, okay.
I mean,
okay.
My uncle by, he's, it's real crazy when you, I'm pushing 40 years old in the grand scheme of things. So I've been around these people for that many years.
Oh,
it's
crazy.
It's weird, man. It gets weird the longer you've known them. It's like almost, the connection is real. It gets deeper.
Yeah,
you know what
it's,
I mean?
Not only is it family, but like you got like half a century.
Yeah.
That's fucking like, nuts.
I was fucking around. I quoted Joey Diaz. We were all talking about how old we are.
Nice.
And my aunts, they're in their 60s. So
they're hot. Go-go Diaz.
Yeah, they're hot women. Just like all my family. Come on, fuck. You know how my mom is. And I thought about telling
I don't
my mom.
Know how your mom is. I'm one of the few guys at the shop 5 years,
my
never
brother,
once saw your mom. Saw your dad a few times.
My brother looked
terrifying looking man.
My brother looked. He is terrifying.
Your dad is terrifying looking.
Republican.
Republicans, like I always say. Team
but
Trump.
My brother looked at my mom and said, oh, you're so beautiful. Yesterday, as soon as she got there, and then I started thinking about you cocksuckers roasting me for saying that my mom was a good-looking lady.
No,
I started to tell her. I'm like, how am I going to tell them, though, that they accused me of wanting to fuck you?
No, we didn't say that.
Yeah.
You said, if my mom was here right now, there's not a motherfucker in this room that wouldn't like to fuck her.
No.
That
no,
is exactly you what you
heard
said.
Me say that ever.
You said that. You were like, you guys would try to get in there. You know you would.
Here we go. But, where was I? Oh, yeah.
You were talking about
I quoted
mom.
Joey Diaz. I told my aunt I have one foot on the grave and one of them in a banana peel, you know, because getting older, getting in your 40s, you're like, fuck, you're 10 years away from midlife.
No, and actually, you're at midlife right now.
Right.
Most people would be like 72, 75. And you're 36?
Yeah. You think
there's
about
no
it,
way you're 36 years old.
I am.
God damn, dude.
It went quick, right?
No, you're holding up insanely well. You're more in shape than most, like, 25-year-olds I know.
Oh, I'm a different animal. I'm a savage, son.
Yeah, he ran to the shop. That's where I picked him up today, Nick.
What is the average lifespan?
72?
Of a human?
Pull that mic close to your face, Nick. Hmm? Get that mic close to your face. Treat it like a clitoris.
Dude, there can't. There's no fucking.
I forgot.
Oh, stop it. I'm going to get a soundboard, and I'm going to boo you. Every time you start to get sad, me and Wes were talking. No sad Nick on Sundays. That is a Monday through Saturday.
78.74 years.
Nick, with puppy girls like you've got in there, you could never be sad.
Yeah, man, why don't you go to the bark part?
I'm going to fuck those dogs.
Yeah. Don't fuck the dogs, but hang out with them.
No, you should, but let Kenny first. Let Kenny
I'm
going to
go ahead and fuck them.
Let Kenny tell you how good those dogs are before you go fucking them.
What did Kenny think about the puppies?
Yeah, he's pretty unresponsive, I think.
Yeah, I don't think Kenny's, like, into animals like we are.
Yeah, he didn't try to, like, fuck him
he's
once.
He's got cats and shit.
Well, I have cats.
I left him alone with him.
Like, hey, Kenny, just, you know.
Please.
Please fuck my cats.
Please fuck my dogs.
Nick, I'd have them girls hooked up, out slaloming on the road, motherfucker.
Yeah, dude, you gotta start taking them to the bark park, man.
Yeah.
There's girls there, I think. I don't fucking know how to meet women, man.
Man, there might be some. Like you say, like I think women look best in their mid-30s, so you might see some.
I've always been into older women, and now that like I'm at the age where like that's a thing.
Why are we busting Nick's balls about?
We're not. We're trying to get Nick to be happy.
Yeah, relax,
Nick.
He seems happy to me.
All right.
No.
There you go. Give him time.
Like I said, though, it's like I would be devastated if my relationship ever came to an end. I got a bunch of buddies that they don't give a fuck. They would love to fuck 16 other women or whatever. I'm like, fuck, I just don't
16.
Yeah, like most dudes want to fuck every girl, right? Of age.
I like how on this show you feel like you have to fix that. You have to be like, make sure like of 18, 18 or older. I know how you sexual predators are.
I don't even fucking think about that shit.
When I hear my friends talk about like banging out other chicks, and we know we have a mutual friend like that was his thing for a while. We'd be in a place like one of the chicks he'd had sex with would walk in, and we'd have to leave. He'd be like, "I gotta get out of here. I can't be here." And I'm like, "Why?" He's like, "I fucked her." And I was like, "Then why can't we be?" It seems like that would be like,
yeah.
Why you can't talk to someone you just had sex with? That seems like then probably shouldn't have sex with them.
Do you hate that little cute girl over there that's like that just gave you herself? What the
yeah,
fuck?
She let you in her, and now you don't even want to be around her.
At least
her?
Be nice.
Nope.
Like, no. All of a sudden, like, yeah, that's a dumb bitch. After you fuck her, that's a dumb bitch afterwards.
Well,
look at this whore.
Dude. There are so many of my friends who were like, I don't think I could, like, hook up with a chick and then start dating her immediately. I couldn't do it.
That's, like, all I've ever done.
Really?
Hook up and then start dating?
Yeah, mostly.
I can only say I've done, like I said, I've been with Kara since I was 20 fucking one. So, and you've been with Emily since you were...
Eight.
Have you dated a lot over the years? Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I don't even know. I don't even know the fucking game. I couldn't even begin.
Dog Park, man.
Fucking eHarmony. What are you talking about?
No, I'm trying to get him to do Tinder. eHarmony, man. That's how my mom met a cop. Don't do eHarmony. You'll meet a cop. Don't do that.
That's what I'm hoping to hook up with.
Tinder?
Is a cop.
Really? Hmm? We could set you up a Tinder account right now. Beef Castle?
Yeah.
Can we do that? Can we make you?
Yes.
All right.
Meat Mountain.
Meat Mountain. All right, now do you want to wear your shirt or do you want to pop that top off? Wes, what do you think you should do?
Pop that top off. What do you mean, pop that top off?
You have to get it on your phone, though, because I'm not about to put Tinder on my
stash. I mean a full stash.
Well, we can't. You don't have one of those. You got to have one. We can't just add
No,
that.
I want a girl with a big mustache.
So you want to date a cop?
Yeah.
All right.
What?
Did you know girl with a mustache? Your mom got on Tinder?
That was a joke.
No, man,
but...
my mom got on eHarmony. Tinder wasn't around back then. No, would she do Tinder when they were going through the divorce? I would hope so.
You're at an age, too. You could experiment a little bit. Get a grinder and a Tinder.
Yeah, dude, you'd fucking roll those dice,
dude. You would fucking rack up in the gay community.
Oh, I know.
Sack
you would
up.
Clean house.
I know.
Buttholes. You could get in there.
Especially in, like, this community, because there's so many people that aren't
in this specific neighborhood?
Like, closeted.
Yeah.
This specific gay neighborhood that Nick moved into?
A bunch of fucking dads coming over.
Oh, man, Nick, get in with a dad.
I was going to see if you want anybody to help you mow your yard.
And suck that balls. You wouldn't? Would you let a guy come over here and blow you in front of me and Wes?
Yeah, I think the only way I would let it happen is if it was in front of you.
If there was an audience?
Yeah.
Shit, dude, I don't want to see it.
I would, because here's the thing.
I don't think I could be a gay man.
I think you're born gay.
I listened to a podcast the other day with, it's allegedly, it's that Theo Vaughn guy. And
he was on Road Rules, man.
Yeah, he's hilarious. But it's him and a guy named Matthew Cole Weiss who's gay. But and it was the gay dude from NSYNC.
Justin Timberlake?
The other one.
Lance Bass.
Yeah. But they tell stories on this thing. Man. They tell stories on this thing, on this podcast. But Matthew Cole Weiss, Theo was absent.
Oh,
so
comedian,
I think it was
right?
a couple of gay dudes. And he told this graphic story about this football player fucking him and, like, how he was picking him up and shit. I got the most uncomfortable feeling.
Is he a gay person?
It's totally.
Is he?
Yeah, the story is about... No, Theo Vaughn's a man whore, I think, from what they're saying on that.
I hope he hooked up with that chick from Road Rules, the big old titties, Coral.
Big old titties.
Huge cans.
I don't remember. I remember Road Rules, but I don't remember anything
about
it.
I'm going to find a photo of it. Keep talking about how he got uncomfortable. Or you got uncomfortable here?
Yeah, the end of the story was him getting fucking blown on his face.
Do you get uncomfortable when it's like real stuff? Because we talk about fictitious,
I normally
horrific.
Like this shit. Like, I normally like
you. You normally love gay shit.
I love hearing gay dudes that aren't afraid to talk about that the way we would talk about it. Yeah, it don't bother me.
I'm not scared to talk about it.
But here's
the
problem.
Shoot a gay wad on my lips, Wes.
Here's the problem. I was like, it was just me, and like I was cooking or something, and then I was the only one around, and then the story was going on, and it was like he got sensual with it, and I was sensual.
Look at that, Nick. You wouldn't get in on that?
Oh, dude, Nick would tear her up.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Imagine the fucking babies you guys would make. She's thicker than a Snickers, too.
Fucking Beef Castle. Yeah, look at this shit, dude. You wouldn't get in there?
Yeah.
That's the chick he was hooking up
mocha
with.
Lady, man.
That's a mocha latte. Real.
Runs in the family.
That's a good-looking girl.
Yeah, man. Oh, look at this picture, Nick. Look at her straight up. Holding her cans. Look at that.
That looks like a...
Have you ventured out into any strange pornography since you've been single?
She needs a weave, though, man. She needs to do something.
Yeah,
she
does
have
a
weave.
She's got a real done situation up there at that forehead area.
Man, she's done.
The struggle is real, man.
Have you ventured out into any weird sexual shit yet, like on your own?
No.
You haven't started, like, painting your toenails and jacking off on them or anything weird like that?
Lisa Ann suck Lexington Steele's dick.
I will never forget one of the funniest things you've ever fucking said is some lady was talking about how, like, you were attaching this lady and she's just like, you were giving her shit. You're like, if you don't like your job, don't go to it. And then she's like, I have to go to a job because my concern now is I've had my fun, Wes. I need to provide for my children. And you were like, that's beautiful. And then she was like, don't you want something nice for your kid? I'm sitting in the hallway and I just hear, and I think you would have said this regardless of whether or not I'd been in the room. But you said, I'll be honest, the most I could hope for is my son, when he gets to my age, he's railing out hot MILFs like Lisa Ann. And like, she shut down immediately. You were like, I don't know who that is. And you're like, oh man. I mean, I guess you're not living the same life I am. Like, it was so funny to hear you talk about that.
I've been down with Lisa Ann for a lot of years, man.
Dude, I'm not into
who
giant fake.
She's got the grossest titties.
That's a work phone. They're off center and like they're strange.
It's a work phone.
Yeah,
for sure. Use that one. Look at all your.
What's the work? Where's your
shit?
Yeah, look at all your weird.
I know the IT guy has overlooked a lot so far. I don't want to.
Yeah, Lisa Ann's got weird titties. Like one nipples. And then one nipples.
But they're fake?
Yeah, dude. They're like
it's disgusting.
She's an old school porno chick,
disgusting.
Man. She's disgusting.
I mean, she really is disgusting.
Yeah, she looks like if someone were to just draw. Are you going to go get her?
Grab my tablet.
She doesn't look that bad right here.
I mean,
that's a lot of airbrush.
Dude,
wasn't she blowing a bunch of basketball players at one time or some shit?
Dude, do you blame them?
Do I blame her blowing a bunch of basketball players?
Any of them. Do you blame anybody involved?
No, man. If I was a single dude and like some... I mean, I'm scared to be a single guy at my age, man. Because I'm afraid like
They're rich. They're rich.
Oh, she's fucking low. She's got like a news show and shit.
They do it for money. That's what I mean. Like they blow the basketball players for money. The porn stars do. Like who the fuck you think is buying top-end prostitutes? You know? Athletes.
We tried to order a hooker.
Hockey, your hockey players. You know how much the hockey players fuck?
Here's the thing, though, dude. Those hockey player guys, I guarantee they're not fucking hooking up with sluts, dude. Hockey player guys are so fucking held down by, like, coaches
the
and shit like that.
Bitches, too, man.
Yeah, but
they
they're, like, chicks
them.
Who, like, want to fuck them.
Yeah,
they're
the
not having to
women
pay
on
for
earth.
It.
They just want to fuck hockey players.
You walk into a room full of, like, you see a locker room full of hockey players. If they're Canadian, they're fucking gorgeous looking dudes.
Lace.
If they're from Europe, they're either giant or the ugliest guys in the world, but, like, just huge, monstrous guys. All of them just fucking laying waste to pussy.
Tiny. Just blonde,
just
fucking brunette,
yeah.
Perfect body.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking just, you'll see like.
They're fucking alpha males, though. It's like.
They are. They're the fucking supreme athletes. You guys are talking.
Come on.
They are, dude. All right,
fuck
now,
you.
The decathlon. We're
are
talking
you
going to
fuck a hockey player?
Fucking I could be so lucky. Like, you were talking about the Olympics.
You work out so you can look like a little mini hockey
man,
player.
Man, shut up, dude. Fucking starting to win sprints.
High school hockey player.
I'm going to start by. That's fine, man. Maintain my physique. Like, you were talking about the Olympics. Me and Nick were both like, man, fuck the Olympics.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Well,
there's a reason we win at athletics. Because we put no
Olympics
efforts.
The Olympics made me cry more than twice this year.
What?
Cry.
Why?
Because the fucking, it's too much, man.
I can't give you shit.
They're the best in the fucking world.
I'll watch Rudy and tear up.
Fuck yeah. I mean,
I'm the same way like, with sports movies and shit. Like, because we played sports. So we get like. Mm-hmm. You go out there, like, you might fucking... There are people who would be willing to die to come in first.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking nuts.
You're looking at one.
I ran 19 miles to a Panera Bread.
Kara called me on the phone. I was just talking shit. Like, I'm going to shock the world. I'm just telling her that. Like, I'm going to shock the fucking world. I'm trying
doing
this new
what?
Shit. Running. I don't know. I don't know what. Just anything where
you're,
I can...
You've got a personal trainer and shit, right?
Yeah. Made... Me so
hey man, how
symmetrically
is she? For real,
sore
though.
That
she attractive?
I couldn't sit down. She's like 39. She's a very fit lady. She's married, so I can't hook her up with Nick.
No. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's a badass. She's a total badass. And her husband's fucking a cool ass.
What
dude
has she got you doing?
Him.
Does he make you watch work out and he gets off on her yelling at you? Like a weird cuckold situation?
Yeah.
Does
I'm,
he really?
I'm the cuck?
Yeah, man, you're totally the cuck.
Fuck that. You know the definition of a cuck, right?
I know what cuckolding is, and it just bums me out.
Well,
makes me so sad.
Yeah, I hate cuckolds.
It's just like
I hate it.
The idea.
I like the idea. Like I don't want any. Like I've talked about, I don't want any to participate in sexual acts with anybody other than my wife. But I like all that dirty shit. Like I like 2-on-1s.
I can't do like 2 girls on 1 dude or 2 guys on 1 girl.
Either way,
I can't do it, man.
I probably come harder when I watch 2 dudes. Really?
No.
I probably come way harder.
Once
but I'm
the
older.
Amount of dicks equal the amount of titties in the room, I'm fucking out. Because that means there has to be more guys than girls. I can't do it, man.
Yeah, but I think the girls having more fun that way.
I don't think so. They can barely breathe.
No. I don't want to see them being like, ah, wah, 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 wah.
Airtight.
I don't want to see snot.
You want to see snot?
No, fuck no. Dick I don't want to see anybody in pain. None
you're
of
not
that
into
shit.
The wobbly H?
What is that?
Fucking London Bridge, bro.
It's where you got 2 dudes and a girl making a H.
And the girl's like,
oh, and they're wobbly.
Yeah, I don't want to see shit getting turned inside out.
How do you feel on DP? Because that'll make me fucking throw up in my
I'm not
butt.
A big fan. I'm not a big fan of anything anal, male or female.
So with 2 girls.
No anal.
So when there's a guy, when there's a 2 guys railing on a girl, you just want like her to be like jerking one dude off and be like having like, I'm also having sex.
Yeah, I like watching her jack people off.
Handjob porn's kind of cool. Am I the only one who thinks that? You don't think so?
What is it?
I think handjob porn's kind of cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Because at this age, like, you kind of, like, some dudes don't take, like, they
what are we
it
doing?
We're
that...
fucking doing this. This is what you do, man. You, like, this is why
we've
me and
been
Nick
doing
were,
this
like,
for 6 years.
Yeah, you fucking bring out, like, I told you, like, you and Kenny bring out, Kenny brings out the what if, where you bring in that weird,
like listening to it.
Yeah, you bring out the lizard brain part of us, man, where it's just like, the part where it's just kind of like, hey, man, do you ever think about, like, just getting jacked off and how cool that is?
Well, you know.
Daily.
Like, I like it. Yeah, you hear them. I like all that dirty, kinky ass shit.
I couldn't. Could you?
No, I couldn't participate. Yeah. I don't want to participate.
I've had friends who've hooked up with a chick and it's been 2 of them. And afterward, their lives are different.
Dude, I take a shower right after I have sex. Because I just, you know, it's like at this day, it's like I got to get everything off of me now, you know.
Get what off of you?
You know, just whatever. I couldn't imagine having somebody else's shit on me other than my wife.
Oh, man, now I got to think about how, like, after I have sex, I got to put my clothes back on, sit in my car.
Sit in your dirty ass underwear with that pussy juice
on. Why is it dirty? Why is my underwear dirty?
Got dried up
No, no, the pussy juice is getting. I put it on a towel and then I wrap that towel around my neck to cool me off and I ride home because I'm so goddamn hot. No, man, like I fucking bust out. I got a condom.
You're
I got
so horny right
dude,
now.
Dude, I'm telling you, my life is different now, man. Once she hit, like, it's something about, like, her 29th birthday. It's just been, like, steady, like, it's happening. It hasn't been like this since I was, like, 15.
That's tight, man.
I turned off the lights. I'm glowing, man. It's fucking nuts.
She let you do it with the lights on and everything?
No, man, I don't even want to see that mess.
See, that's another level.
And we had day sex for the first time in a while the other day.
Ah, oh, it's the best.
It is the best, but it's strange because you see things in a different light. You're like, that's really what this looks like.
Okay, since we're this is this fucking summer of sex.
It is, dude. It's the summer of slamming.
I'm with you.
Summer slamming.
when we were in Mexico, it was like 3 hours one night.
Who's got three the time?
Hours? I can hold it back, man. Can almost be ready to go and be like, and then you.
Do you stop and start slapping like those dudes in those dirty movies you make me watch?
No, dude, I change positions and I'm good.
You just change positions?
And breathe.
I do. I'm like, hold on a second. I'll just stop and I'll be like, all right, let's go.
Just think, you're talking about 15. You think, try to hold that back when you're 15. You would pull out and be like.
No, dude, the first time I had sex, it was like 11 seconds max. I broke the seal and then I broke the seal.
Oh, the first 10 years I did it.
I was like, I felt bad about it.
Yeah,
I apologized to her. I was like, I'm sorry you had to be part of this.
You were like,
this.
We shouldn't do this.
No. God's watching. That's all I can think about.
No, you like, you put it in with the condom and you immediately like.
No.
You put it in and you're like, oh.
No, but as
I don't
soon
think
as.
That we're
did you rock
good
a condom
friends.
Your first time?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude, I rock condoms now.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, you didn't rock a condom your first time?
Keep them in your pocket.
I do.
No, my first time was anal. We talked about that.
No, we didn't.
The first time.
You've never talked about that.
Huh?
You can high five him.
The first
I like
time
that.
You had sex was
you've
in your
never
ass.
Fucking said that on here.
Not in my ass. It was,
you let somebody fuck you the first time you had sex right in your butthole?
That's not the same, bro.
Someone who was really
things
cool
are different.
Butt. It was what? A cool chick's butt.
Hold on. No. I'll have to have some people fact check this. Like, Jared can look it up, or some of the people who got this shit memorized. I'm almost positive you've never told me the first time you had sex it was in a chick's butt.
Yeah.
Most people our age don't think about the first time you had sex because you're so far removed from that.
I treat every time I have sex like it's the last time I'm going to have sex. So every time I have sex, it's new to me. Wes, I appreciate pussy. You're just slinging it around willy-nilly.
It's the greatest.
No, fucking thing. Nick, you can't just drop some fucking shit.
That's
like
it.
No, fuck you. Come back. Where are you going?
You want to hear about his fucking, the time he was 12 years old and he fucked another dude in the ass?
If he fucked another dude in his butt when he was 12 years old, that's the only thing I want to hear about today. I'll fucking clear out my schedule for the rest of the week. If
hey,
you didn't tell me the first time Nick had sex.
Wouldn't be the first time you... You remember the shit you guys looked up on the internet accidentally that time?
Oh, God.
You and Cole?
Gay fucks?
I don't even like talk
I stuff. Didn't look that up. All right, yeah, we've
no
talked about that.
No details. Maybe one day.
No, fuck you,
I'll
man.
Give him the pad after the show.
Yeah, you don't get to sit across from me and be like, first time I had sex with a girl's butt. No, I don't care to pretend, I don't care to share.
No, the listeners don't want to hear
they,
that either.
You obviously don't know anything about the audiences that we have. That's all they want to hear about. Come on. You don't have to mention names. I would ask you not. Don't mention names. If you don't mention names, then who gives a shit?
Hmm?
She doesn't listen.
No.
Then what's There's it matter? No. Just talk about the first time you bust a nut in a butt.
It was in a butt.
You do cream pie stuff, Wes?
She's cool.
When you watch porno, you do cream pie stuff? I can't do that.
I like it. I like it a lot. When you're making babies, you cream pie every time, and it is the fucking... That's the reason that motherfuckers want to get girls pregnant. Dude, there's nothing like it. Like,
I've never done it.
Your little fucking extra thin condom. Go for it.
Oh, I only do extra thin condoms.
I'm telling you.
It's because I have an extra thin penis.
So that's decent, right?
What is?
Like coming in a condom, like you're inside still, right?
No.
But you... Oh, you...
I pull out, dude.
You are the biggest faggot.
Usually we edit that word out. I'm leaving it because it's funnier than it is mean. No, dude. Every fucking time... You gotta understand, man. How many people do we know who accidentally got their lives fucked by just, like, not doing it?
You're looking at one of them.
No. That's... No. You've got your shit together. I'm
I was
talking
17
about, like,
with a kid. Right. I was pretty fucked.
Yeah, but... No. You knew... You had it. You knew what you had to do and you got it taken care of. Like, you were
right.
Like... You're like, all right, I got a man up. I'm a man now. That's what you did.
But I've had a vasectomy and I don't cream pie.
God, I...
Yeah, I'm afraid. I'm afraid my shit's done grown back.
See, that's
I'm
what Emily's.
Yeah, I had an uncle.
You just start flexing,
man, bro.
I'm virile.
I had an uncle who had a vasectomy and afterwards had a child, a human child.
I want him out. Just take my balls away from me. I don't want them.
Yeah, you should get a vasectomy.
I'll take them.
I want to.
Would it be like to have four balls?
Dude, you're too old to have a kid.
You come out retarded.
No.
That's a genuine concern. Like, that is.
Well, you should definitely not have a kid because you're going to worry about that shit. And then the worries only start after they get here. The worries just get started.
No,
don't
man,
have
I wouldn't.
A fucking kid.
Mm-mm, oh, my God. We've been through this. I keep money. You have to convince me, Wes. I don't want children.
I'll fucking hook you up. I'll tell my
your vagina doctor?
Guy, my urologist.
Yeah.
We became friends.
Urologist?
My urologist.
My urologist. You have a card?
I'll talk to him, and I'll be like, yo, my boy wants a vasectomy. He's been talking about it since I've known him.
Yeah, I've been talking about getting a vasectomy since I was old enough to shoot loads.
Yeah,
I don't want
them. But you shoot, like I say, that regular ass cream pie is the greatest thing
my God.
On planet
Earth. I had a buddy that said it was like...
heaven.
You remember Jesse?
Yeah.
He said it was like slaying an elephant.
Slinging elephant. I'm
slaying
you come
elephant.
Way
slaying
harder.
An elephant.
You come way harder.
I won't. Nick's afraid if he comes, it will be weak.
So what did you guys get Kenny on? I gotta listen to
this. Dude, Kenny fucking... I explained how to sneak into movie theaters with Kenny, and then we talked about the broken Taco Bell. What?
It was a good show.
It was a great... I had a great time.
It's got Kenny on it. It's gonna be great.
It's like, too bad he had that fucking terrible dog tasting convention he had
Kenny
to go to this
funny?
Weekend. What?
Does Kenny always funny?
Always.
Always.
Ever since the day I met him. Like, dude, I swear to... I met him when he was 18. I did his first tattoos, and it was almost like... I looked at him and was
he
like...
He got dad's cock across his knuckles, right?
Yeah. But no, it's like you see... I saw him at 18 and it was almost like...
Did he? Because he had a chin strap.
Chops.
And his ears were gauged out. He was an attractive guy.
Like,
I don't know what happened.
He looked like the lead singer. I fucked that up, man.
No, go ahead.
I started to say Soil, but it was...
That is a deep fucking cut.
Fuck, no, man.
Stained?
Yes. Yes, I'm sorry. I fucked it up.
Aaron Lewis?
Yes.
What was it that Steve Turner said about Stained? He's like, yeah, I don't like that band. And like, Stained? He goes, yeah, that's that band with that super serious guy with the eyebrow piercings. So, Nick, you got to talk about it, man. Come on.
Maybe later.
No, how old were you?
Different
Kenny,
episode.
Though.
I was about 16.
16 fucking butts?
Yeah, don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, I fucked butts at 16.
Yuck. He's like, fucking shit. I know the average 16-year-old diet, fucking eating Slim Jims and fucking Frito-Lays.
I don't think girls are out fucking devouring Slim Jims and Fritos. That's a strictly male snack. Chicks at that age
are
eating like Starburst.
Well,
because
you fucking sex is involved. You put it
load.
In your mouth, it comes out your ass. Like, it's all connected.
That's science, Nick. You can't fucking argue that. That's the most sound science we've ever had on the show. That's not a joke. If you eat it, it comes
like
out of your ass.
Science.
No, I'd have been like, you eat it, and then it sits in your butt and turns to pee and shoots out the front of your dick. I can't. Fuck it. It's 16. Think about that now, like what 16-year-olds are doing now, just because the abundance of pornography that's out there.
They're retarded.
They're fucking, they're choking people. Kids are wrapping belts around their fucking necks. I didn't know what that was until like 6 weeks
Park?
Ago. What?
Ken Park?
No, I don't watch that guy's movies. That guy's movies bum me out.
Yeah,
the guy who did
kids
and stuff.
Control,
yeah.
Man. You could there. And you always say
now?
They're different. Like shit's different. Every generation says that the ones under them are different, but this is for real. It's a different.
The abundance of this because we had shit around, but we had to rely on either older friends or like you and me just stumbling across it. Yeah, I found out about soaking recently. You know what that
knowledge,
is?
Knowledge. It's just like the amount of knowledge every day as shit is built. Like.
Our brains aren't built to...
This is how it always happens.
I can't.
We're going to go from cream pies to the universe
I can't, like... I don't think that, like, our
Name
brains
episode.
Are built to bring
cream
in...
Cream pies to the universe.
to like, bring in and, like, hold the information that we receive on a daily thing. It's just not possible. Think about it. Like,
it's insane.
You pick up your phone. You just saw something you never saw before.
Love it.
You look outside. You take that in. You fucking sit here with us. You have a conversation, but we've had a billion.
I tattooed a 50-year-old man the other day. I tried to text him earlier in the day, and then I call him later. Goes to a message. And I'm like, this is a fucking home phone. So I'm like,
who's got a home phone?
Emily has.
I'm trying
Emily
to get
home.
Him to
I
send me the reference
time.
For what we're doing the next day. He's got my whole day booked, but when I'm talking to him, he's like, man, I'm a fucking old school. I don't text. I don't do the internet. I'm like, why the fuck would any human, even a fucking minimalist, has to have the internet?
No.
That's so fucking amazing.
If you don't have anything but the clothes on your back and a cell phone, you're straight.
Yeah. When you go on vacation, I don't know about you, like I try to like act like I'm like, no, I don't have any of my shit. I'm going to turn my email off so I can't get emails. And I usually don't text anybody back, but I will have podcasts. Like that's my only connection to the outside world.
Do you know how much a set of encyclopedias cost?
I don't know what.
A lot less than the internet.
What's an encyclopedia?
It's a book that contains the wealth of human knowledge up to
like
a certain
Wikipedia
point.
Printed out.
Yeah.
I have read 120 books the last 2 years, and I haven't even picked up a paperback book. I've been read to for fucking years now.
You're learning like a child.
I love it. You retain more information when someone's reading it to you.
I feel that way. 100%.
This is fucking the greatest thing.
I've taken some classes on adult learning, and you retain more if you're read to.
I just don't think we're wired to fucking take all this shit in that we see every day.
I think I'm on a serotonin high right now from the run. I'm not gonna lie, guys, because I'm like, you start getting up, like, I'm the happiest person on earth. I'm stoned. I'm podcasting. I just ran, and then you get up real high, and then you know when you get all that serotonin dump, then you start getting depressed. But wait just a second, you could have a heart attack any day,
Nick,
out of the blue.
That's how you gotta get, man. You gotta start smoking pot. You gotta start running. Start working out with Wes.
I've been running.
Where?
In the mornings.
To where?
At the James Nazian. I've been getting up at 4:30 every morning.
Fuck. What time you get up?
Not that early.
No, I got up 6 today.
Well, my first, I do.
I didn't get home till 3 because I was out fucking.
My first meeting at work starts at 6:30, and so I get at the gym at 5 when they open up.
Yeah.
And then I run for like 45 minutes.
You do the 300 calorie run, right?
200.
So are you liking it?
I love it.
Love
the way I'll lift.
I know those
are
your headphones, but
like
they look like your nipples.
My nips.
So I'll run for like 15 minutes or 30 minutes, and then I'll lift for like 15.
30 minutes is all you need. That's what we were talking
about. Was it 3-5? Is that what you do?
But I read an article about sitting. Do you know about this?
Yeah, it's worse than smoking.
Yeah.
You notice I stand up, right?
Yeah.
When I tattoo.
Yeah, yeah. They said that.
That thing is so ridiculous looking.
Listen, even if you sit.
Can you tattoo faster?
No,
It's so bad for you. I had no idea.
Well, it don't matter how much you exercise.
I know. Yeah, that's what they said.
As soon as you
sitting
spend
more
certain,
than 6 hours
a day. They did
a 30
year study.
Yeah. It's like, it's. I guess because it just it compresses all the,
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
Right? You pretty much do atrophy, right?
What's it called? No, it causes.
You can get bed sores.
Calcification of your arteries.
We're basically doing the KWW now.
That's fine.
Stand up, motherfuckers.
No, like, I'll be at
stand up.
Now. I'll be
if
at
you're
my,
listening
I've
to
been
this.
Holding back UFC.
Fucking
talk.
Stand up.
No, I was at work
you're
and like.
Killing yourself.
People freak out because, like, I'll just stand. Like, we have headsets and shit. I'll stand and start walking around. And
I bet
like,
your work would make you a stand up desk.
They do. They have those. But
you
I'm
need
not,
to get one.
I'm not getting a stand up desk, man.
Dude, stand up.
You're a stand up guy.
I don't want to do the stand up desk because then I'm afraid like not like it sounds really lame like
but
since
at the end of the article
shit, like I can't
at the end of the article that I read, you know what they said?
Write down your address so I can send it to my lady.
Nick, he's got a Wes is getting rides everywhere because he runs everywhere like
I'm a bum. I'll have to write it down on a different this is a flashcard from my
work.
Just text it to him.
Text
him that addy boy.
Oh, but at the end of the article they said that standing for too long is bad for you.
Yeah. Everything's bad for you. Everything moderation.
You got to stand. You gotta,
I don't know.
But, you know, it's also a thing.
What am
like,
I going to do? You could drown if you drink too much pussy juice.
Biomechanically, like, or you get throat cancer like fucking Douglas did.
Yeah, but what a cool way to get throat cancer.
It's pretty
I
cool.
ate Catherine Zeta-Jones pussy so much it nearly killed me. Could be so fucking lucky.
KZJ's.
I've never heard her referred to as that. She's fucking holding up, man. I'm telling you, dude, my entire life, I've been into older chicks. We're back to talking about fucking, I'm a sexual monster right now.
You're a predator.
I almost jerked off before I came over here, but I was like, I need to keep.
A predator.
I need to keep my energy, my fuel.
I took a shower in the fucking garden hose at the shop.
Yeah, I want to hear about this.
Yeah, I just got there and started, I was drenched in sweat, so I just rinsed it all off.
Just when the guy in the insurance building next door was like, it can't get weirder over there. Oh, this is where he bathes now.
Good thing it's a Sunday morning, you know. Let me just end this. You guys keep.
Yeah, you were
you
talking about.
This too?
Say what?
My wife.
Oh, now Kara's going to know where you live, Nick.
Ooh.
Kara can start sending her. She's been a personal trainer too, right?
Yeah.
Does she have any friends who are doing it? Any single friends who are doing it?
I don't think so.
God, I'm trying to get Wes an older, or I'm trying to get Nick an older lady.
Why is he pushing this on?
I don't know.
I want, relax. No, I want Nick to meet an older lady.
No,
I want
him
Nick
mourn.
No.
You want to live through him.
Yeah. So
it's
like,
fun fucking so in the late 30s.
I don't want to have sex to someone yet.
They're so soft. And
that's horse shit. We've had plenty of conversations to the different of that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I need to have a cum, I think.
See how the conversation flips within one sentence?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's so cum drunk, you can't think straight.
I don't want to, like, date someone yet.
Take your time.
You don't have to date somebody.
Hey, dude,
just fill her with your seed.
Netflix is awesome. Set it home, be sad.
No, fuck you, man. You're going against what we had the discussion in the car. We're like, we got to get Nick out of the funk.
No, but it's going to happen, though.
It's been happening.
It's been a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get him back on the horse of pussy.
He's going
to. On the trail to Fucktown.
It's going to fall in his lap, and then you're going to be like, look at this bitch Nick's hitting. God damn.
Just like that, too, because that's how I talk when I get excited for Nick. I turn into a black lady in the back of a concert hall. I'm like, look at that bitch who fell into his lap. Nick.
Damn.
There's got to be a black tender. Let's get you on that blender. Let's get you on that, man. You need a black single mom.
Like, yeah, that would be hot.
That would be awesome. Because we'd have, like, we get two birds with one stone. I get a new black friend, which I've always wanted. And you get to get in there with a black lady. Do we have any black listeners? The conversation that you and Kitty were having were like, it would start getting serious about, like, civil rights and shit. And then you would be like, we're not supposed to be talking about this, man. Why aren't we funny? And, like, it got real funny. But you don't understand. Like, you guys are making valid points of just because. See, we're doing KWW now. You were talking about, like, the internet where people, like, always voicing their opinion. The game has changed where, like, it used to be when we were growing up that, like, you had to earn the right to speak on something.
Yeah.
Because you had to earn to get that platform. Now it's just, I know how ironic, and we're here just throwing shit out on the internet so people to download it because we think what we're saying is worth a shit. But, like,
let's be real. We just like hanging out and recording what we say.
Just because you can have, I'm over the whole thing of like, you deserve to have an opinion. I don't think that.
No,
I don't think everybody, you don't get to have it. You don't deserve to have an
opinion.
There's
levels to this shit.
Yeah.
It's just shut your fucking mouth. Like, you, what are we doing here? Just live your fucking life.
I hate, like, the Black Lives.
I don't give a fuck.
The Black Lives Matter shit. I'm like, well, fucking, why can't it be all lives matter? Well, because you're not black, so you don't understand that. I'm like, you're right. I'm like, you're right.
That's true.
I don't.
That's very true.
100%. Like, you're right. I guess I don't understand it.
Black lives matter. They do. They
so
really do.
So do white lives.
That you're an asshole now.
I remember
that's the troll though.
I mean,
people
that
are like, when someone else refers to it, so you're an asshole. And then you start thinking about like when we start talking about white privilege, and it's like you talk about white privilege. It's like, yeah, that does exist.
Not for guys like you and me, it doesn't.
No.
If we get pulled over, all three of us.
Oh,
if we get pulled over. And we're dressed as is.
Dude, I got pulled over one time.
We're going to get treated like assholes.
No, I got pulled over.
The guy asked if it was my car.
No shit.
Yeah. Because I was wearing short sleeves. I'm covered in tattoos.
I got pulled over.
The cop asked if it was my fucking car.
The ticket got thrown
out. I was like,
yeah,
motherfucker.
So it ended up being good, but it wasted a lot of my time. So I have to reschedule a day. So you go into that, like.
I wanted to be like, I make more money than you. How much do you make a year?
I mean, we all could say that about cops in the town, for sure.
He asked, you got any weapons? I said, and this is right as all the cop shooting was going on. I said, no, and I'm 10-2. And he started laughing. And I was like, I had him then. So I was like, he's going to throw this shit out. Because I was doing what I was doing in the speed line. I ain't been pulled over in forever. He gave me a ticket for no receipt for my registration. I'm like, it's obvious I'm registered. And you just ran my fucking card. You ran my shit.
I got a ticket in Bowling Green for in Kentucky.
I got a ticket for 71 and a 70.
Are you fucking serious?
Outside of London, Kentucky.
I got a ticket for not having paper-based insurance card. It was on the app. The official app.
They say that that's acceptable.
Yeah, it says it on there.
Okay. We're getting out of fucking all these tickets because we are... Because we don't fuck up.
No, I went and got tickets. I straight up lied to the lady.
Right.
I just went to the courthouse and I was like, yeah, he said if I printed this out, I'd get this thrown out. She goes, okay.
Yeah.
Complete lie. Total lie.
It's total lie. But it's legitimate. And she's like, yeah, you should.
Well, because she was probably just kind of like, did you have insurance? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, it wasn't printed out. I was like, no. She goes,
yeah, this is stupid. That's the way
printed
they
out. And I was
with
like,
with the registration receipt. She said, why did he write you up for this? I'm like, because he was being a cocksucker.
But see, you've got a fucking, like, You can talk to people like that, and they won't freak out. Right. I say the word cocksucker, I'm getting knee to the back of the head, mostly because I'm pointing. I do a lot of pointing when I get mad, whereas you're just kind of like,
you got a ticket once for waving.
I'm zen. I did. I'm zen.
I got a ticket in our neighborhood for waving at a cop. A $160 ticket for doing this on my steering wheel to a cop.
He's like, you keep your fucking hands on.
No, a lady, we pulled out of the driveway, not 30 yards from our driveway is a stop sign. So I pull out, stop, and then wave at the cop, keep going, fucking tears it in front of me or behind me. She goes, who do you think you are? Gesturing at me like that. And me and Jesse were just like, what?
Oh shit.
And she was like, you flicked me off. And we both went, no, I didn't. That did not happen. She goes, well, you ran that stop sign. And I just went, which one is it? And she was like, you ran the stop sign and flicked me the bird. And I was like, that didn't happen. She goes, we'll see. And I was like, we'll see if it, I know it didn't happen. Got a ticket. Luckily, Jesse, just because he felt outraged about it, like, no, I'm going to pay it. We're going to go down there and I'm going to pay it.
Yeah.
So we went down there and like we paid it. And like the cop was there and like I tried to get thrown out. And like they weren't having it. Like they, it's on my record as I have a ticket for inappropriate gestures toward a police officer.
And then they listen to your podcast and they're like, yeah, he did it. He did it. Dude, listen to the way this motherfucker talks.
Oh, we've talked about this. And if I ever get like in trouble for anything legal, I have to be like, Nick, you have to destroy everything. You have to just go home and like take it off the internet, set my laptop on fire. I have renter's insurance. Burn the apartment down. Get the cats out.
Almost the exact same thing happened to this cunt that I used to date that lived in the neighborhood. I don't care. And
you don't get podcast hangover.
I'm not.
All right.
And she was very.
Sometimes
specific.
Nick will vent, and I let him. And then I get a text message a couple days like, "Hey man, take that out."
Yeah, we don't edit. You don't have to edit this.
No,
this is great.
She was very particular about the way she drove because it bugged her that people didn't stop at the stop sign.
Just like women are always bugging about everything.
That's right. They're the worst.
Periods.
And the same cop pulled her over.
The blonde cop?
Huh?
The blonde neighborhood cop? The one who'd stake it out?
Yeah. And told her that that she ran the stop sign. She was like, no, I didn't.
Yep.
Like, it drives me crazy that people run the stop sign constantly. I didn't run the stop sign. She was like, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Give her a ticket.
Yeah. In our fucking neighborhood. Nick said one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. We're pulling up, and Nick sees this cop, and he stops at the stop sign. He goes, look at that motherfucker sitting in my neighborhood. Waiting to write people tickets. And then he pulled back and I was like, you had a real fucking Bruce Wayne Batman moment back there, Nick.
It bothers me.
You're like, this is my neighborhood.
They don't do it here.
Well, fucking nobody speeds through here because you guys have drivers.
This is a nice little neighborhood.
Hidden Valley Ranch, man. That's what this shit is. The guy next door is a Magic the Gathering judge.
Fucking shit.
Computer program.
Lady across the street paints with her tank. She's got an Etsy store. So let's fucking talk about you, if you can. You have a son who's about to be 18 years old.
Yeah. Why couldn't I talk about that?
I don't know, man. I just, like, that's fucking... Do you get worried? Because think about what we were doing.
I'm worried that I'm not going to be alive to not have to pay child support on him.
Oh, my God.
That's my biggest worry, that I'm going to not live long enough to see the day where I don't pay child support.
Oh. That's fucking crazy, dude. My sister turned 18, and, like, I think my dad was just kind of like... Fucking thank God.
He wanted to call your fucking mom and be like, you motherfucking cunt.
No, there's no doubt in my mind. Dude. My parents,
you fucking bitch.
My parents hated each other the entire time I was growing up. When they got divorced, me and my sisters were like, fucking good. What were you waiting on? You know we're all fucked because you guys couldn't pull the trigger on your divorce, right?
Over the years, it gets worse than hate.
Yeah,
it's not even hate. It's one of those things. It's way worse than hate because... Like they say, it's really true. To hate, you have to kind of have some
a
kind
little
of an
bit of love. Yeah,
it gets to that point where you're just like, yeah, I'm defeated by it. It's nothing.
It's like I'm so mad I can't even derive a feeling.
It's like when they, if you were to be walking towards each other and the other person was to say something, you would put your palm in their face and shove them away. That's what you fantasize about.
I just imagine like him like turning 18, like, hey dad, you know, need to get new tires or something, and like all you responded back is like, nah dog.
Yeah, that's totally it too. He you know, I gave him that car.
Yeah.
And he just
the car you tried to sell me 3 years ago?
Yeah. You were gonna buy it.
I thought about buying it. You're like,
it's a great car.
You were like, $2,800, it's yours. Like, if I had $28, I'd just $2,800 just buy a new car, and you're like, well, now you're being greedy. Like,
yeah. But you can't buy a new car for $2,800.
It's a good deal.
I just did it.
That's not 28. That's not a new car then.
That's a new car.
Like 2016?
Well, 2015, but you know.
20 for a...
You can say what I drive. Batmobile.
For 2,800.
Are you serious?
What? Yeah, I drive the Batmobile.
But you got... But you get in a wreck, though. You
had no. Wreck. I went... Okay, I see what you're saying.
That's a $20,000 car.
No, 13, and I went down with I went down with about 7 and change, like, all, and laid on the table, like, my credit's dog shit, but here's this amount of money.
You ever think you would live to see a day where you just have like 7K and you can be like, here you go, buddy?
Oh, dude, it was fucking like, I got the check in the mail, and I told my dad, we have to go to the car lot today. And he's like, why is it? Because I will blow this on something fucking dumb. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, I'm already looking at Darth Vader life-size busts. We gotta go. Someone's gotta come pick me up. Like, I was on eBay looking like, fuck yeah, it's only $3,500 off $3,500 extra bucks. Put that toward a car. And I was just kind of like validating the purchase in my mind. But instead, I was just kind of like, you know what? I need a new car. That's my main source of stress. Fuck it. It's an adult decision that I made. I went as far as like signing the check over to them and having them so they, I couldn't spend it.
That's hilarious.
Because I'm not a good adult, man. I'm bad at this
shit.
You're
not a good adult. You care if we take a break?
Yeah, sure. It's fine.
Fuck Nick.
Fuck Patrick.
Fuck through being cool.
Come listen to Coffee Alt Delete instead. www.coffeealtdelete.com.
Dude, I love nipples. Nipples are so cool.
There are chicks that they're wearing like sheer shirts, right? Like you can kind of see through them.
Yeah, I know what
and
sheer
And then
means.
Just like... You know what a shirt is? It's like pants...
No, I know what a shirt is.
A shirt is like pants for the top... And your arms and your head goes through where the zipper would be.
I always called them top half pants.
Yeah, top half pants.
You don't have any soap in there. I just wet the cock juice on my hands.
It's fine, man.
Life of a bachelor.
It's a house of men, man.
Hashtag bachelor life.
Bachelor life.
Life with a Y.
You can, they'll be wearing, like, sheer shirts. And you can just, and just bras underneath.
Yeah. Are we looking up this transgender runner?
I think you should. Because, like, yoga pants for one fucking
thing. How do you spell transgender?
H-O-T-T. Like, you'll see, like, the chicks...
P-U-S-S-Y.
The chicks wearing, like, the yoga pants, I'm like, all right, cool, that's fine, that's whatever. I'm not really into butts, right? Like, okay, cool. But, like, the chicks wearing, like, sheer fucking shirts and just their bras underneath, it's like titties are out now, man. Like, we're pretty much showing off titties and bras all the fucking time.
Free the nipple.
Dude, I'm probably going to have to jack off right now.
I'm telling you, man, this motherfucker's got a finger wave and everything. Tell me that ain't a transgender.
Damn.
That's a dude running with a girl.
Transgender British athlete set to make history at Rio Olympics. So that is a... Okay, so it's...
I thought they were speculating. I'm like, God damn, that's an ugly woman.
So born
that
a male...
That girl's a boy.
So born a male, transgender into a woman...
And now he's running in the Olympics.
Competing with the...
It's not fair.
Females.
Ugh, that girl's a boy.
That is a... that's a can of worms, isn't it?
That girl is a boy. That's cheating.
It's...
They have different...
From South Africa.
They have different... muscle fiber strengths. Look at they have different bone densities. It's not fair.
They got smaller brains. So that's a guy who's becoming a lady.
That is a lady. Like, has a vagina.
Wait, so it's been... It's I was about to say it's been snipped. It's been fixed? Like,
yeah.
Turned its dick
yeah, but
into
they
a
don't,
vagina?
They don't go in and reduce your muscle fiber. They don't go in change your bone density. So it's not fair. So
I think they should make it fucking...
It's not fair.
I think they should,
I think they should get their own damn them. Olympics. Have you not seen this dude?
What is this dude?
This is the fat Ethiopian swimmer from the Olympics. No shit. Look at this. Look at fucking Chubbs of Fun over here. Like, look at this guy. Made it to the Olympics for the Ethiopian team.
Dude, that looks like the dude from Almani's old swim team, bro.
For who?
All the little fat kids on the swim team.
God, there's nothing sadder than a kid with tits, man.
Yeah, but those kids swim fast, man. Kids swim faster. It's crazy.
How?
He's in good shape.
He's not going to win an award.
He's coming in dead last.
But you know what he is that we're not? Olympics.
He's the best in his country at something.
Eating.
No. The body style of swimmers are, they differ.
Mm-hmm. They've got fucking wingspans, man.
Obviously, like, the swimmers on the American team are all fucking jacked.
Yeah, man, you were talking about being, like, getting super into the Olympics. I can't, because it just reminds me that all we focus on are things like this and not, you know, science, trying to make the world a better place.
I think that...
I wonder if I'd be a good swimmer.
Yeah, you would.
Because I got long-ass arms.
You would. I've seen people with your body type swim, like, for distance, though.
Yeah.
That's what you see the bigger men swimming. They swim way further than
I'm a big man.
Like, I could beat them
beef
in a...
Beef castle.
I'm a beef castle.
I could beat them in a sprint, but as far as distance goes, it's just no stopping.
Are you going to do triathlons?
No, I don't give a fuck about that shit.
Why not, man?
I call them duathlons.
Because
I like riding
there
my
is
bike
no fucking try.
And swimming, because swimming kind of relieves your muscles and shit.
Right.
And I like that, but... I don't give a fuck about racing no bicycle. That shit's dangerous. Fuck that. And you ever tried to swim a mile?
Yeah, man, it sucks.
Fuck that.
I've never been swimming, and like, even if I'm just sitting in the pool, it seems like,
dude,
yeah,
I swim
I'm
about eight laps.
Starving.
I'm like, all right, here, I'm going to the sauna. I'm good.
Fucking Nick's all about some sauna too.
Yeah, dude, sweat that.
Too
shit
much
out.
Bosnian shoulder touching for me to get in that sauna. It sounds racist, but
I've been
don't
thinking
a bunch
about
of dudes
going
so
to the
sweat
pool.
Why? Well, I don't. There's not one Bosnian in Scottsville.
We should move to Scottsville.
Yeah, let's move there. Let's move to there. I go to the gym and I do the sauna all the time, but I never swim because I've got this giant demon on my belly.
You don't know that it won't make you swim faster.
What demon is it?
It's fucking, have you not seen it?
What's a demon? You got a big hole in your stomach or something?
No, he's got...
Jump in that fucking pool, tell him to suck your dick. You fucking pay your B? Who gives a fuck?
That's
dude, I go swim. I got titties on my stomach and shit. Like,
y'all yell at me like I got a penis on my stomach.
Look, I got demons everywhere. Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, man. Nick, yep. Pop that top off, man. Because I asked, when you went on vacation,
I asked you. Little kids ask me on top, where you going to blow your body? And I'll be
like, you a bunch of deaf kids?
Little kids talk like that.
Emento.
Why you got that all over your body?
Your kiddies' kids' voices are so fucking on point.
Always the worst kids.
It's so, but it's always like the shitty kid who's always wiping his fucking booger nose.
Why you got a tattoo on your body?
My mom said if you get tattoos, you get sick, get ink pointed.
You just tell them, little kid, like, you couldn't handle it, bitch.
Don't you shut the fuck up, little kid.
I told one kid the other day, he
kiss
swimming,
your ass?
I was swimming in the lane, and they were acting like dickheads in the next lane over.
What were they doing, hitting two of the finoodle, enjoying the water?
Doing that.
Having
they were doing
fun?
That in the lap lanes.
You think this is a place for fun?
In the lap lanes.
Oh, well, okay, I understand that.
In the lap lanes. There's a whole fucking, you got a whole fucking section of the world over here that's for you, and I got two little 5-foot lap lanes. All
right.
That's all I want.
A real fucking the Danish situation.
But, yeah, for sure. He was, I don't swim that many laps. I'm going to get in and out. Leave me the fuck alone for 20 minutes. That's all I need. But the kid kept going under and grabbing mouthfuls and spitting it out. And
that's funny, man.
I said, you're drinking little kid's pee. And he was like,
did you stop or did you say it as you, did you swim by? Like,
no, I stopped. And I said, hey. And I got his attention. I said, hey. And the little dude swimming with him was like, hey. And I was like,
hey, man, that crazy guy we're always making fun of claiming he's gay, he keeps looking at us.
You're putting kids' pee in your mouth. Little kids' pee is going in your mouth.
You should have been like, you're putting grown man's pee in your mouth.
The kid had that, he had longer hair, so you know he's a little punk.
See, like, that explains why I'm coming so hard.
Drinking all this pee.
He's like, that's why I'm hard. You just helped that kid discover his sexual life,
like.
Wes. You're changing lives. You don't even fucking know
at
it.
At the YMCA.
At the Y. Is it at the Y?
Yeah.
The Y in Scottsville? Yeah. What's that fucking like?
It's awesome.
I can imagine there's like 3 or 4 lights.
I hope
it's always kind of dark
in
there.
None of my Scottsville listeners get offended.
Do they know that you pod? You tell them I pod,
yeah,
bro.
I tell everybody.
Do you really?
Yeah, dude.
You're the exact opposite of me and Nick. We're like, if you find it, you find it.
You want
it.
People to listen?
We do, but not
there's
like...
There's one guy at work that listens.
We had to start doing this because our immediate friends fucking sick of hearing us talk about this shit.
I get messages from my buddies. It's like, that was some fun.
How long can you talk about what it would be like if your dad jerked you off?
Yeah, hours. 6 years.
6 years?
6 years.
Have you guys been
That's
talking
the answer.
About that? Yeah. You've been wondering about that for each other?
I mean...
You've seen my dad?
Yeah.
His hands are coarse as fuck.
dude, your dad would fucking break my... I don't want him to. I'm afraid he'd be too aggressive. I'm afraid he'd make fun of me the whole time he was doing it. It's the only way you can come, fucking bring a big-ass, grown-ass man here to stroke your fucking little cock. And I just kind of be like, man, I really don't want to do this anymore. He's like, no, you're going to fucking come. I'm going to make you come.
Got fucking hands like he's been loading 12-inch blocks on a
dump
truck.
Oh, dude, if my dad jerked me off, he'd just be like, you know, I'm really sorry about how things were when you were younger. And I'm like, stop.
You guys have talked about this.
We have talked about this.
What the fuck is
Six
going
years,
on?
Man. Nick's dad jerks me off. Nick's dad jerks me off.
What's up with all the incest between you guys and Kenny?
I'm immediately going to fucking
Jesus Christ.
Come. He looks like Colin Firth, man. Nick's dad's a good-looking dad. My dad just looks like, oh, if I sucked and I was old. And if I was with me from a shitty future that I haven't hit yet.
His hats are cool, though.
He wore a cloth
hat. I'm sorry for the parent I was. And
fucking parent he wasn't.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Just jerk me off, dad. Quit trying to bond with me right now.
You know what's so weird about dads? It's like when you do come to that moment and you're like,
yeah, you're a dad.
Yeah, you get back. And
you're
I'm
dad
doing
three
it
times. You have three fucking
I'm
kids.
I'm doing it different with my oldest son. I'm like, as he's coming back
when you're jerking him off, what do you say to him?
Does this feel good? How's that?
Made that. You look at his dick. I helped make that. That's mine.
Like,
give it
same.
To me.
We're the same.
Look, we're
same
the same.
DNA. You're such a prick. No, you come back around. Dad or whatever, but it's not like one of those moments where everybody has to be, I'm sorry. It's just like, yeah, dude, no one's perfect. Fuck it, dude. You put too much expectations on.
Oh, dude, it's weird you mention that because like I have had that weird moment where like we were sitting there and like he said something real fucking shitty to me. And I looked over and I was like, you know, 10 years ago, that would have pissed me off, but now I can give a fuck less what you think.
Yeah.
And he just like stopped and I was like, we're done. I was like, I'm not going to be mad. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I was like, we're at the age now where like if you piss me off, I just stop answering my phone.
Yeah.
And then he was just, and I was like, so remember that. When you decide to mouth off again, remember how easy it was to not talk for 10
years.
Yeah,
how weird is it to realize that, like, your parents are just, like, humans?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I think I realized younger than most people, like, my parents had no fucking idea what they were doing.
Yeah.
Because it could also be, like, one of those things where my dad, at this stage in life, he's had a couple hip replacements, knees are different or whatever, and if we stand next to each other, I could be like, jerk your knob. You know
you're
I could
good.
Fuck you up. You know.
So I you're at the age where like you're like, I could just beat you up.
To death. Who didn't fantasize about fighting their father?
Oh yeah.
Dude, my dad would fucking crush me.
Yeah,
I've got 31 years of being mad. Imagine fucking 50 years
but now,
of just
like,
being the most
I look
angry
at my,
dude on the planet.
They don't get
my
that
dad
old by not
like,
being tough either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I look at my dad as like a guy that asked me for favors, like that I don't mind hanging out with.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah. I'm that way with my dad.
It's weird.
We're talking about going and hiking some trails and shit. I'm just like, man, it's finally about time you asked me some shit like that.
My dad's asking me to come over for dinner. I'm like, nah, I'm all right.
He's been, every time I see him, he's like, let's go. Let's all. And I know it's like, you're going to pay for everybody's room, asshole. Like, you're the dad here. You're going to be the dad. Like, you're paying for everybody's shit while we go down here. But he's, like, wanting to go fishing down in, like, South Florida. And it's like, fuck yes. But I'm like, we're going to take the whole family. Sister, brother, mom.
No shit.
Yeah, fuck yeah. And everybody's going to get involved.
That sounds like my fucking nightmare.
Dude, we've been taking bike rides. Like, we're enforcing family bike rides. We take family walks together. It's like... Dude, we make the kids sit and eat supper with us. It's like, fuck this, man. We learned from the oldest one. Like,
that's fucking crazy.
It's awesome, though.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
It's all there is.
So what you got to understand is, like, when you don't do that shit, you're sitting across the table from two guys whose parents didn't make them do that. You want him at 31 doing this, talking about you jacking him off?
Yeah, I want to have that conversation with my kid. My son, Monty, came and sat on our bed the other night and talked to us at midnight. We were both so fucking tired. And in my head, I'm thinking... Go to fucking bed. I answered all of his questions. I could tell he had anxiety. It was like he was asking some deep shit, and I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah, have you heard this
midnight.
Shit? What his kid's talking about?
Mm-mm.
He's arguing or he's questioning existentialism and his place in the universe at like 8.
He's 12, about
to
be 12, 13.
About to be 13. He knows what cum is. You said that last couple episodes ago.
No, he said it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the point being is like we sit there and chill with him and we talk to him. And that's like, I'm not going to fucking chew him off.
My parents never chilled with me.
Yeah, they never chill with you. And okay. When they did chill with you, it was like, what are you fucking doing?
What's going on? What did I do?
Mine didn't either.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Hey, Wes, you trying to be like a dad to like two grown-ass men? Yeah. Because you already do it Monday through Saturday.
I love it. Because
I had these questions when I was a child, but like my dad would just ignore me.
Instead of reassuring you.
Yeah, and my mom, instead of being like, nobody knows the answers, nobody knows, she'd be like, oh, it's Jesus.
For sure.
It's Jesus. Everybody knows that. Are you fucking retarded? And so, like, I never had the, like, the questions.
That's my
like,
granddad.
I never had the, like, really? The fact that I questioned, like, reassured
Church
that, like,
Christ.
Nobody fucking knows.
Oh, see,
and if you think you know, like, you're
corrosion of conformity.
A fucking, if you think
Turner
you know, like,
bullets?
If you tell people that you know, you're a liar.
You're an asshole.
Or, yeah, you're either a liar or you're not smart.
Whenever I'd ask those questions, my parents would just be like, what? How old are you? And I'd be like, I'm just wondering. They're like,
dude, if you sat down and have the same conversation, we all wonder that shit. Just talk about it. Talk about it just like we are now.
There's so many
Nobody
times where, like,
knows.
They would, like, my parents.
The only
someone,
people that know are dead.
When someone would bring
that?
Up.
And you're going to go to the same fucking place.
I know.
Whenever I bring up religion,
and
my parents bring up religion.
No matter how fucking healthy you are.
Yeah, you're going to fucking die.
You could eat fucking fried chicken every day.
That's like whenever we go to funerals, I'm always just kind of like, fucking, why is everybody so sad? We should all be happy that he lived this long to have this. I was like, we probably won't. Terrorism will take us out.
Something.
I think about that kind of shit when you go to funerals. Everyone's like so sad. I'm just kind of like, man, it's just like, you can't get out of this. Why are you like making a big deal?
I was
deal?
Hanging out with my wild ass cousins yesterday. We were all having a fucking crazy old time. My family is nuts. Nutty as fuck. And I like when I'm around, I'm like, fuck, I missed out on a lot of chill time with these crazy bitches.
No, I don't.
It's all
don't.
Women. And they're all just savages.
They hot?
I mean, they're good looking women.
Why didn't you bring a plus one to your
they're
funeral?
They're all married. Plus one to this damn funeral.
Is there a guest list this
Yeah, but if you
Nick?
Talk, if you talk, just like, if you just have the conversations, like what we're having, something is good about this shit. Just that we're having these conversations, even that we're, the stupidity, it's like, you're getting something out of
right.
it. Right. It's fucking a good time.
We're making somebody sitting at their desk going like, fucking my day was shit, but I got the fucking Through Being Cool KWW mashup thing going.
Or somebody in their boat.
Yeah.
In New Zealand.
Yep. Fucking.
Lorenzo.
Searching at birds.
Digging through guts.
Yeah, but you get that. You get that, and it's like it's the same
fish
shit. Everybody's thinking, like, well,
butts.
Yeah, I'm gonna have that. If someone's a parent, they're gonna be like, yeah, I'm gonna talk to my kid about that shit more. I'm gonna just take a little bit of time.
Because
it's like, you got to reassure everybody. It's gonna be okay. And they're like, well, how do you know it's gonna be okay? Well, it fucking has to be okay. There's no other option.
It's like, well, we'll make it okay. We'll figure out a way to make it okay.
Yeah,
it's my parents were straight up like, you have to do this or the worst thing in the world. I had that. You seen Freaks and Geeks?
Yeah.
Like the dad who was like, I had a friend who smoked pot once. He's dead. Like all the friends are dead. Like that was my dad.
Yeah, that was my parents.
That was my dad. Right. It was like, don't do drugs. My friend did drugs one time. And his goddamn head fell off. Like it was like that kind of shit.
And then you come to the kids come to my house.
Yeah.
And it's like we talk about drugs. Like, man, I'll tell you, like, dude. Do too much of this drug, and you'll feel like you're fucking dickhead.
You guys were talking about
instead
doing
of being
that
honest
fucking,
and being
that,
like some
heavy duty
kind of
fucking
experience.
Cough medicine shit. You guys were talking about doing? Oh, let's do that.
I love
DXM?
It.
No. It was like trip
shit off the fucking cat. Like you gotta get it prescribed to you.
Yeah, so
promethazine.
Yeah.
Oh, lean.
Sipping on some scissor.
Dude, fucking pill addiction makes so much sense to me because it's effortless. Fucking effortless. Do some pills.
Drugs
oh,
are
let's,
fun.
Let's do
let's
drugs.
Don't do pills, though. Let's
I should start doing drugs. I never thought about that.
You need to just do psychedelic drugs. If you're what, because
I'm gonna do all the drugs.
I'll hang. I'll do a micro dose, a very small one in a controlled environment. I'm not doing that shit because Wesley and Cole were like,
I go
you
too
do
hard.
Mushrooms
I fuck
with us.
Too
I'm
fast.
Like, I'm not doing mushrooms with either one of you guys.
I suck cocaine.
You got one who's
up
a veteran and one who I'm sure is just gonna cry the whole time. I don't want it. You can draw the conclusion of which is
we
which.
We need to make this distinction with Wesley, though, what veteran he is.
Okay.
Let's don't, like, act like
no,
he's...
No, I'm talking about mushrooms.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking specifically...
We don't want anybody to think that Wesley served in our military.
No. I can't imagine Wesley gets drafted the first day. They're
fucking
like,
Captain
do a
America.
Push-up. Suck my dick. Get out. You need to do 20 push-ups. I'm not doing a goddamn push-up. I ain't never done a push-up. I ain't going to start fucking
so
now.
You need to mind your own goddamn
I can see... I can could see Wesley
fucking neck roll.
I could see Wesley like, I don't listen to my own goddamn mom. Think I'm gonna listen to you?
That's it. No, mama, don't talk to me that way.
I swear to God, I'll put my foot right through your goddamn jawline if you don't stop yapping at me like that.
I would take mushrooms.
I'll do a micro dose and hang out.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking sure, why not? With this group of people plus Kenny, 100%.
A micro dose.
I feel
of,
safe.
A micro dose of mushrooms is just like, kind of like getting stoned on marijuana.
Let's do it. What
it's
are you guys
like
doing
a full
right
body
now?
Body buzz, and then you'll feel like. Sometimes you'll feel like. Sometimes though, it'll get to that point where you're just like, about to start. Something's about to get real crazy,
well,
and then all of a sudden it's
that.
Just like. You see the vibrations and see the colors and like, you everything kaleidoscopes everywhere, and then it just kind of calms
DMT?
Down. And you see everything breathing. Like the walls are breathing and shit.
You're going to have to stay at the DMT conversation. It's almost
new.
I want to do that.
Yeah. Dude.
Let's do that.
Nick wants to go on a space journey.
Let's do DMT.
Space journey.
I'm not doing DMT.
Why?
It's not.
Dude.
It's not something that interests me.
Fucking take
drugs. The way you
me.
Guys describe it, I'm like, that's good for you guys. You guys go on that journey. I want you to be happy. I don't want that journey. Now take some mushrooms, hang out, feel maybe meet the devil. All right. Like, let's do that. But I don't want to go to that stuff where it's like you blast off and you're not in control. I don't want that.
Well, it's not a not control thing because you see the people. You just lay there. It's not that you're in control. It's like 15 minutes, but.
You're fucking doing it already.
What are you talking about?
You're doing DMT now.
Well, I mean, yeah, but to a certain, like, yeah.
You're on drugs.
Oh, God. I'm high on life.
All joking aside, it's really crazy, like, what's fueling this whole thing. You have fucking sleep potion that you take every night, and you.
What are you talking about?
Dude, some chemicals
sleep
release
potion.
There's chemicals in your body that release.
Did you put a cauldron in your kitchen?
Gland.
What are you fucking talking about?
Your
you
pineal gland.
It's like the fucking
DMT
potion on the gummy
sleep.
Bears.
My pineal gland?
Yeah, your pineal gland, which is in your brain.
My pineal gland's right here.
You remember the gummy bears.
And it's sore. What?
The cartoon, the gummy bears.
Yeah, they're bouncing on their butts.
Yeah, they drank that potion and they could bounce all over the place.
Let's talk about it. Let's go deep. I want to hear it.
He's got to go in a few minutes.
Huh?
It's almost noon. That'll give fucking listeners something to fucking look into next week when we fucking meet up again.
I know we've talked about it already. Right? I want to hear about it again.
What are we doing?
We're doing it.
I'm down. That's what I told Kenny. This would be awesome.
Yep.
We could all do this on Sundays. Man.
Let's do it. We got to nail Kenny down. So when Kenny listens to this, he needs to know that we. Somebody just fart?
That was the chair.
We've all committed
to it
at 10:30. Who's farting?
Relax.
Don't fart in this house.
Fucking farted.
I fart over here.
It's just a fart.
It's not just a fart.
I'm going
to.
Fart's
a precursor to a shit.
I'm buying a table. I told you. I'm buying a table. I'm going to get the logo.
Were you joking about
a
marble table? Because I don't know any of that.
Yeah,
meant.
No, I was joking about a marble table. But I'm going to get a table. I'm going to see if Matt can help out with either getting a stencil or getting like a vinyl sticker printed. And I want to put it on the table and then varnish over it.
We're going to fucking multiply like fucking rabbits in numbers.
Dude, we have to fucking start
pushing.
It's
about
pushing.
To happen.
We got to start pushing this shit. College just started. We got to print out flyers.
Keep pushing.
College started. I'm going to go pass out flyers.
Pushing.
I haven't done that since.
Crazy Lokes.
I don't know what that means. I'm glad you guys are having a good
Crazy
time.
Crazy Lokes.
I'm so glad somebody's here to go with him on these journeys because I don't know what any of that shit is.
Well, we've all got to start studying each other's lives.
My life
we're
is
all just
this. This is my life right now is I'm really.
Yours Kenny lie, man. That's where, man, y'all bumming me the fuck out.
Not me, dude.
Could be like,
my life.
Pat, let Nick be sad.
No, my life fucking rules right now. Fuck, I go to a job where I just stand around, do whatever the fuck I want. Nobody breathes down my neck. Kenny's
just
gotta
keep
stress.
Pushing, man.
I don't have any stress at work.
Kenny's the last person that needs to have stress.
Yeah.
The way he paces.
Dude.
He's up on my bro down there, players.
Dude, I'll see him at work sweating, just like, gotta get this done. And I'm sitting at my desk being like, I don't care, man. You want to buy 30 laptops or three? I don't give a shit. I'm getting paid same either way, man. What are we doing here? I don't give a fuck.
God, fucking Charlie horse. Oh, my God.
All right, let's wrap it up. Wes, thank you for stopping by. We're going to keep this going. Wes just jumped out of his chair. You got a Chuck pony going on in your leg right now.
Trapped underneath me. That
Chuck pony.
That's what I call Charlie horses.
That's the worst feeling on earth where you're...
I thought you were about to start jacking off.
That just happened live here. Come here, puppy girl.
Oh, man. All right, Nick. Till next week, man.
Appreciate you guys having me.
Oh, dude, fucking, you already know. Form like Voltron. I'm just saying it all week. It's going to happen.
This is it.
It's moving forward. This is what we're doing. Thank you guys for listening. Wes, thank you, man. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Till next week, man. I'll be taking bowl bass with their pants on.
Born ugly, raised stupid.